Huddles in the morning, huddles in the evening, huddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles podcast is starting real soon.
Hey, welcome to Puddles with Andrew Collin.
Are we starting?
You literally yelled at me saying I'm never organized. And now you're moving something that the sound thing's on. Can I just introduce the show, please? You literally yelled at me that I don't have a format. And the only format I have is my AKAs.
You didn't say we're starting. You didn't say 3, 2, 1. You didn't say, are you ready?
Welcome to Puddles with Andrew Collin. I'm Andrew Collin, aka Puddle Boy, aka Dry Dick, aka Poop Hands, aka Tickle Balls, aka Tickle Cock, aka Gray Falls, Great Balls, aka 12 Falls, aka Mice, aka Garbage Face, aka TC, aka K. This is a big day. This is only my second live podcast in six.
Don't you feel like people are gonna want to see me more than you?
Anyways, so I'm just going to do a solo pod today, and someone that, like, just came here to use me for my Hamptons house is now, like, telling me what to do on my podcast, and it just, like, hurts my feelings. So this, let me tell you a little bit about this person before I introduce her from Girls Gotta Eat, Ashley Hazeltine. She complained about pool temperature. She came to a multi-million dollar estate in the Hamptons for free that cost 70 grand a night to stay here. Almost, maybe more. She gets in the pool, and what happened? Tell the people.
First of all, I'm still burnt from the pool water. It was scalding hot.
Scalding? Is that a word? Scalding.
Scalding. I got here. I'm like talking to myself. This is such a weird thing.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Talk to me.
Got here.
Yeah.
It was hot out.
Mm-hmm.
I laid in the sun a little. I got hot. I was sweating. I wanted to get in a refreshing pool. And is it 90 degrees? The pool. What's the temp set at?
Honestly, the temp is probably 81. And it makes the outside feel colder.
It's like, this is fine. Everybody has preferences.
Yeah.
I do like a refreshing dip.
Okay, but
like even in the ocean, like I like it to be cold. I like to feel refreshed.
But is there any part of you that thinks maybe I should keep the water temperature at this amazing place I'm staying at to myself maybe on like what like the temperature should be? Like
I just don't,
what your I you yeah. go you go it's too hot. It feels like bath water. Can you like no seriously, can you turn it down? Can you turn it down? That's what happened within the first 2 minutes of you being here.
It just
hurts. I get what you're saying, but I don't know.
I didn't say it like that. I said it with a light tone, and you asked my thoughts, and I'm not gonna lie. And then you called your brother, and he was like, "Dude, just turn it down." He gets it, and you refused.
Because
here's the things I do love about this house. The house is great.
There's three houses.
Yeah. The outdoor shower was on point. I'm in the master bedroom. It's nice.
Who gave you the master?
Well, also with the master, they started construction outside the window at 8 a.m. this morning. So I'm a little tired.
Got her. She thought I was being nice. I put her next to the chainsaw. No, I swear on my life, I did not know they would start working this early in the morning. And I gave you the master because I thought she's a woman. She'll want her own bath room. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have to walk through the living room, whatever. Like, it's just easier for her. So I gave you the bigger bed, the master. Also, I don't really like sleeping in it because my brother has sex with my sister-in-law in it.
Oh, my God.
And I don't want to get too turned on.
I could feel that vibe from the cum on the sheets.
It's not my cum. Not my problem.
I'm having a great time. I'm super appreciative. Yeah, thanks for helping me out. I think it's fine to that having a preference on pool water. I don't like being hot. I don't like hot tubs. Like, I like being cool. I think a dip in a cold pool or a cold ocean, it's great for your circulation.
Okay, so today.
Like that, you know what I mean?
How hot did you have the outdoor shower?
I took a normal shower, but that's shower. Mm. I did a cold rinse. I always do.
You did a cold rinse at the end? You did
a cold rinse? I always do a cold rinse.
You do a cold rinse in the middle of winter?
Yes.
Crazy.
Because it's good for your hair and your titties.
Oh, you want your nipples hard? So when you came out in your towel?
No, it keeps them from sagging.
How cold are you going? I mean, that's cryogenics.
Okay, so one of my best girlfriends, this was back when we were like in our 20s, and she just said she's huge, like large breasts, and they're perky. They're really great. Mm. And now, you know, we're in our 30s. They still look amazing. I saw them recently. And she swears by a shot of cold water across your titties in the shower before you get out.
Okay.
I'm not a doctor. I'm like, I don't know for sure.
So this was all the research that you've heard? So then you made this part of your lifestyle?
Yeah. And also it's for my hair too. A cold rinse is good for your hair. I mean.
So what does the cold do? It firms your tits?
I don't know. I don't have scientific evidence. It's what I do. And look at these.
So you're telling me I should run boiling hot water on my dick to make it longer? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Why don't you just get in the pool? The pool's boiling hot. Why don't you just
How dare you?
Why don't you dip your dick in the pool and maybe it'll look a little bigger?
All right,
now I know why the pool is so hot.
Look, my friend who has a big dick 10 years ago told me the key to having a giant cock. This boiling pool.
Scalding hot.
Scalding.
No, it's a great house.
No, I'm very happy you came. I really am.
We had dinner last night. You didn't contribute, but...
I paid. I saw a friend from college the night before. I went and ate alone. He was with his wife. And like I do, I invited myself on a date with them. It was fun. And then the next day you came, and then I ran into a comic friend, Giulio Gallerati. Very cool guy, has a podcast, Oops Podcast. And we ran into him, so we invited him and his wife, and then my buddy and his wife.
Girlfriend, Giulio's girl.
Oh yeah, sorry, Giulio's girlfriend, for a dinner party. And since we're providing the house, me and Ashley, we decided that they would buy all the things, right?
Yeah, I mean, we paid, but like they brought a fish, vegetables.
A salmon.
A full salmon.
I mean, an insane salmon. Like
not
this,
cut up.
No, it was cut. It was filleted.
Like cut in half.
Yeah.
But, it was the length of a fish.
Yeah, but so here's the thing. I have never turned on a grill in my life. Giulio, we found out, he said don't tell anyone, might have a similar issue. I'm not going to say yes or no, but possibly.
He wouldn't call himself a grill master by any stretch.
No. My buddy Dave, I don't know if he was a big cook. He just brought it. I don't know what he was expecting. And then are you a cook? I mean, do you think you just didn't want to cook because you're in the Hamptons?
I did the vegetables.
What did you do? The cauliflower?
I did the cauliflower.
And then the other girl did the sweet potatoes. Then Giulio's girlfriend took control of the fish, started taking off the skin, and everyone's like, you leave the skin on. Everyone's like, that's what, you know. And they're like, she's like, I'm just going to make some fillets. And everyone's like, no one else is cooking. And but she's.
We backed down. It was great.
The sweet potatoes were burnt. But it was a very adult party. Everyone had their own little thing going.
Yeah.
It was all couples, me and Ashley, the other couple.
We were socially distanced.
We
ate outside.
They all told their story about how they met, and me and Ashley are like, we met at like an open mic kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we've hated each other ever since. How do you feel about these adult parties? Do you have fun at them, or is there something like, would you rather be going out to eat? I mean, that's a big thing in the Hamptons. You grill out. I mean, I think with any adults, it's like, you know, come over with your wife and maybe the kids will play in the yard while we. Ugh.
I mean, I really do like hanging out at home as I've gotten older. Like, cause I don't, it's weird now. I guess pre-COVID, whatever, I am not going out to a restaurant, like trying to like, you know, be in a scene, get hit on. Like I so many times I feel like as you know, get into your 30s, you're just like, should we just grill out at home? Or, you know, then, you know, you bring bottles of wine. It's just an easier atmosphere, but I still like going out to eat.
It's like today, for instance, we were going to go to this place called Boswick's. It's like this famous seafood place out here. It's like something to go to when you come out here. People wait in line.
Lobster.
Yeah, like all that shit. And the line was like 40 deep. And maybe, I don't know, 10 years ago when I was like, oh, I want to have a story to tell about how I went there, I would wait in that line. And then I think some people like waiting in the line because it takes up the whole day.
They have something to do.
Yeah, they have something to do.
What else are we doing?
So you feel productive. We drove right past and went and got Italian sandwiches. Now, it's this place called Luigi's. They're known to have great Italian sandwiches. I got a C1, which is your typical Italian. What did you get?
Okay. I got a C4. It said Italian. No. Okay. First of all, it doesn't really matter what it said. You and I both interpreted it to say this is like an Italian sub with all the traditional meats with also grilled eggplant.
And that is honestly how
we
read it.
We both read it that way.
But then you got your sandwich.
It was just grilled eggplant and mozzarella. And all I wanted was, I wanted the meats.
So you took two bites of this stubbornly because you said, I don't want to go back and get meat. And then you go, well, why don't you give me half of yours? Which will never fucking happen. Never. Never. Well, after you made fun of my brother's pool.
I thought we would go halvesies.
You're not going, someone doesn't get the wrong order and they hate it. And then the person gets an order they love. And then you go, let's go halvesies because I fucked up.
Well, anyway, you convinced me to go tell them. They were so wonderful. I tried to pay again. They wouldn't let me. They were great. So we can't recommend Luigi's and Amigans enough. Also, let's back up a little.
You took five bites of that sandwich too. That you came back. The guy's like, you ate the whole sandwich.
No, I didn't. Two bites. Oh my God. Okay. I like this, what you said, when you're younger, you're like in your 20s, you see a place with a line and a crowd and you think that's where I gotta be, right?
100%.
You see an empty place, you're like, fuck no, I refuse to go in there.
Dude.
When you get into your 30s and 40, mid-40s for you, like you see a place that's empty and you're like, that's where I gotta go.
Yeah, no, I'm like,
crowds. Also this again.
Oh, you make your own food? It's a shelter?
Outside of COVID, I mean.
Yeah.
Like when you see a place with a line around the block and they're, you know, they're holding the line at like the club or it's like a restaurant, wait. When you're older, you're like, fuck that. We're going somewhere else.
Dude, when I was in my 20s.
Then you get takeout and go home.
When I was in my 20s, I remember being, my buddies were, I had some rich friends and they would get like bottle service, you know? And I remembered, he's like, yeah, just come by the club. And he even had a bottle, but I was so drunk. I'd wait outside the club and go, my friend Matt is in there. And they're like, okay. I was like, can I get in? And they're like, are you by yourself? You're just a guy, no girls? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, well, wait here. And then I would wait. Dude, I'm telling you, and part of it's on Matt because like he came to the door once. He's like, oh, they got to wait. I would wait for like half an hour, just like a sad fucking dog in front of this fucking line. And the bouncer's like trying to wait me out. He's like, this is the saddest. They probably make, I mean, it's so sad.
Yeah.
To just go inside and have the best night of my life. That's what you convince yourself. You're like, if I just get inside there,
it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
It isn't.
I've had fun at a club maybe twice in my life.
I would love to go to a club now. I mean, I would love to be surrounded by like sweaty people now.
Dude, I went to a club after.
Just because we've been like, you know.
What do you, because of COVID, you want like just that.
Like, you know, like the things you took for granted, like people sweating on you. You're like, ugh. But now you're like, you would love it.
I don't think I'd like it more. I think maybe after the vaccine and like year of.
I don't mean, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, I miss grinding. I miss fucking just finding an ass and throwing my cock on it and everything. When having, like Florida, that was the thing. You fucking grind. Dude, not only would you grind on their ass, they want you. They back their ass up. Like, it was like a mating ritual. We were animals. And then I would grind on the ass, and a random guy would grind on the vagina. I didn't even know him. And then we're looking at each other. And then I'm like, why is she even there?
It's consensual. Just want to make, it sounds creepy. So just to make sure, like.
Well, it's Florida. Anything's, right. Everything's consensual. No, but yes, I get what you're saying. But no, we were grinding. It was completely consensual. She was loving it. Here's the thing.
You're right. There used to be I'd be like at a frat party and I would be like sandwiched between two dudes.
That didn't know each other.
Like I'm a pair of like guest hip hugger pants.
Like when you're dancing with a guy, when you were grinding, did you want to feel a dick on your butt? Would that turn you on? Or did you think like there's for a guy, there's a level of hard on. You want the girl to know you're turned on, but you can't be completely hard because then you're a creep.
So, yeah, I think. Yeah. And then sometimes even when you're like, I'm talking college, early 20s, you don't know what you want. So you definitely don't necessarily want a boner on you, but you also don't want a guy to not be turned on by you. You don't know what you want. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And then you're grinding. The guy, at least what we would like, the girls would literally fuck my leg.
Yes.
Like there would be like spots on my leg and I would just dig in like, and
okay, so
consensual.
So I used to go to this, to frat. Clemson was a little weird. There's no like frat row or even there's no sorority houses.
Yeah.
Like a brothel rule. So there's like a hall. They're like dorms, whatever. But then when you go to, there are fraternity houses, but they're all spread out. There's no, that was one thing I kind of was hoping for in a college experience that I didn't get. You know what I mean? Like they're all spread out.
I'm surprised. I thought it'd be more frat, but yeah.
No, like one we would go to was called, and one was like really cool and close to the stadium. They would have like tailgates, but one was kind of far out. It was a Sigma Chi house and we would go there and I would always grind up with this dude. And he wasn't in the fraternity, but he was like friends with all them and he was cool. Cause I wasn't so into frat guys, but I liked the like cool guys that were too cool for the frat, but they were still like accepted at the parties. And
that's what he convinced you, by the way, that he's like, no, I don't really want to be in. Meanwhile, he never got a bid.
Okay, maybe. Like, listen, hear me out. So we would...
The cool guy by the frat.
No, there was a couple of them.
You know, the guy that would wear a leather jacket up and he'd be like too cool for it, but beg to get in.
Okay,
so I'd grind with him down the street. He was cool though.
No, he was cool. He was cool. Okay. So I would say,
oh, the cool guy that springs up by the fraternity.
Okay.
Anyway,
you're making fun of me, but there was another guy I'm thinking of. He was kind of too cool for fraternities. Every girl wanted him. He was hot. He was cool. He bounced around. Guys loved him. He was friends with athletes. He was like a free
spirit.
You
mean he sold cocaine?
Yeah, I did date one of the guys. It's so cool. He knew everybody. I'm like, how do you know all them? And then I realized, like, someone came up to us at dinner. We were, like, eating at a Mexican restaurant.
Paying their respect?
Yeah. No, to, like, buy drugs. He lied about going to Clemson. It was a whole thing.
Wait, you dated a guy that was a coke dealer that lied about going to school?
He didn't go there.
How did you end up dating this kind of guy?
I just met him drunk one night. And then he was like, can I take you on a date? And I was like, what is a date? And we went to like, I don't know.
Did he buy you like a steak, like something fancy because he had coke money?
We went to like whatever the Mexican place was.
Yeah.
Los Bravos or whatever. And this guy came to the table and I was so, you know, I was like 19.
Yeah.
I didn't know what a drug deal looked like. And then I started.
What did you think the guy was doing? Like just taking salsa?
I started to be like, why does everybody know? And he doesn't go here. And then he was like a little stalkery. Like I would be downtown one night and then I would just like see him on the corner, like looking for me after I broke it off. He lied. I think he said he played tennis. He was lying. He said he played tennis at the school. He didn't even go to the school. So one night I was like, I can't date this liar. And he's a drug dealer. And it's like, just not, I can't do this. You know, I'm not even like that into him, whatever. Like the sex wasn't like amazing, whatever. So I was like, I kind of broke it off. He called me called me all the time. And I was like, he's kind of stalking me, but it's, you know, I still feel flattered. And one night I remember leaving the bar and he was there on the corner, like in his car. And then I just was like, I do need a ride. And I just like, let him like drive me home.
And where was his tennis racket? I love a guy that like doubles down. He doesn't only say he goes to Clemson. Oh, I'm like second on the Clemson, on an SEC or ACC tennis team, like D1. Like I love the guy that like just doubles down where, and what about a Google search? Did you search him on the tennis team?
Yeah. I, that's how I found out he wasn't on the tennis team. I looked up the tennis team.
I love if he had a hacker and it's just Rob. It's like,
but you know, sometimes you're like, you don't, hey, you don't want to know the truth. You know, I have.
Yes, I had, no, I get that.
Like, I was like, I'm dating this tennis player.
You're dating an entrepreneur that also plays tennis, and he's making good money. He's buying you quesadillas.
So can I back up to Chris that I've grinded on?
Yes, of course.
So
this is why we need to write down what we.
I would always go to this party and find this guy, and we would like grind up on each other, and like I would be like super turned on, you know, like whatever. Finally, I never felt a boner. Okay. So I was like, maybe he just
Boy, I see where this is going.
Anyway, I did finally like get him to come home with me after like probably weeks, like probably like 3 to 4 Saturday nights of us like always grinding it out on the dance floor at Sigma Chi. And it just was the like smallest penis I'd ever, like I didn't know what to do with it. Like, and this, I hate to like
body. How small are we talking?
Like I would... Again, this is like, okay, I'm like 19 years old, but like, I would...
Are we talking this?
I would assume it was a micro penis. You know what I mean?
So that's why I didn't get in the fraternity, you think? Because it was Sigma Micro? Sig Micro? Sig Micro penis?
So I just was like...
Are we talking like, okay, so let's see, he has a boner. Are like, we talking this?
Like, I could put the whole hard thing like in my hand.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Like a little bird?
So again... This isn't body shaming for me personally. I was
no,
like,
it's fine. You can make fun of
like, I don't want to have sex with him.
Oh, so you didn't fuck?
No, I felt it. I put my hand down his pants. I felt it around. And then I was like,
are you sure he was hard though?
I mean, it was, yeah.
Okay.
Even if he wasn't, it was like, I would compare it to like a teeny tiny, like gherkin.
What's a gherkin?
Like a pig in a blanket, the hot dog.
So now going forward, okay.
So anyway, but the next day I had to walk him out, and it was parents' weekend, and like my friend's parents, like multiple sets were like in the living room, and I'd like, it was like a whole thing. It was a funny weekend.
So what did you do? What did you do that night? So you didn't fuck him, but did his pants stay? You put another belt on him?
Well, you know how it is too when you're like drunk. You just are like, I mean, I think we've all even like passed out before having sex because you were even just too drunk anyway. Like, I think I, in my head, my like drunken state, I was like, I don't really want to have sex. And then we just like probably made out a little more. Maybe he like fingered me or whatever, and we just went to sleep, you know?
So next time you grinded with a guy, were you like, I'm waiting for it to feel a hard on? Like, was that ever in your head? Like, I want to feel that he has a strong penis because I don't want to be put in that predicament again?
I don't know. I don't know if I was like smart enough to really do that, like that kind of critical thinking in college. But, like, it was a bummer because I was crushing him for like a while.
Sucks that it ruined because I don't know. I mean, that's like it's not on you. I get it, but maybe you would have enjoyed it. Like,
but on the flip side, another guy in college, we got home, he whipped his dick out, and there's the largest monster I've ever seen, and I was like, I can't do this either. You know what I mean? Like,
sure, I think you're covering some tracks for little dick Chris, and I appreciate that. But I do think, like, why not test it out? Give it a test run. It's like, I didn't know I wanted my Corolla. I didn't drive it. I probably should have drove it, you know, sight on, you know, whatever, because of COVID. But my point is like, why didn't you test drive it? Like, girls bump flaps, girls you know, scissor it up, girls figure out other things. Maybe he had a great mouth. Maybe his tongue was long. Have you tried grinding with his tongue?
Yeah.
Like, why did it end? I mean, and you were young.
Yeah.
Like today, do you think you could accept a smaller penis and kind of work around it?
I wouldn't like write a guy off for like, that's, you know, like, I don't even know how big of a deal it was back then. I just think at 19,
so you don't feel bad. I've had a vagina.
I didn't know what to do with that.
I've hooked up with girls with vaginas that, I mean, the whole block smelled. I mean, it was incredible. I couldn't believe the smell, and I couldn't do it. I didn't see her again, and she was cool and everything, and she might have just been having a bad day.
What she had. She had a tampon stuck up there from 3 days prior. And
I think she had a dead pigeon.
Listen, if you listen to the first Puddles that I was on.
Yeah, you left a tampon in your vagina for 6 years.
If you guys want to listen back.
Yeah, listen back. you left the tampon and it just
I put it up there sophomore year and I found it at graduation.
That's when you were walking across. They go, they flipped both things to decide, this and your string. They're like, why don't you flip the string? Because you smell like shit. And you're like, well, can I put on 2 gowns? I don't know. I try to think, like, hopefully going forward, if a girl's vagina, I would give her, you know, I mean, it was a drunk hookup too, but like.
But I, okay. It's, there was like some, people don't naturally smell like that. So something was wrong. Like, as a woman, if you have that, if you have a smell like that, you, something's wrong, whether it's like bacterial vaginosis or like, people just don't have like women don't have a vagina scent that'll like rock your world.
Yeah, and
they smell. They don't. I mean, they're
no. I love. I mean, I sit on my head most of them.
But I feel like maybe she got herself checked out, and everything was fine. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You just caught her at a bad moment.
Yeah, I caught a bad day. Caught a bad day. I like to think I'm getting less and less picky about physical flaws.
Well, and
I think that happens with age, but
and flaws even is an interesting word to use for dick size. That's a preference, and like. I don't, a huge dick is problematic. You run into pain and, you know, Raina always says a boyfriend sized dick.
Yeah. So you could fuck multiple times in the week.
In the night.
It's like when the
day.
If you know, I've been working out lately and I saw a thing where if you work out, it's better to not get sore so you can work out every day. So because over time, let's say you work out to like as hard as you can until you're sore and you destroy yourself, and that's the only way you feel like you're being accomplishing something. But if you work out, you don't get sore. I'm working out 7 days a week. You're working out 3 or 4. And I guess that's the same concept as having a boyfriend dick versus a huge cock.
That's an interesting metaphor.
Yeah. But I mean, they tell you that. No, I'm just saying that, like, why you don't need the insane gain. But some girls, it is interesting. It's like, if a girl's like, I only need a gigantic cock, does that mean that your vagina might be monstrous?
I find it like, yeah, I don't know. Everybody's different. The vagina is really like 6 inches deep or something, 5 or 6 inches deep. So if you're like, I want a 9-inch cock, like what, for what reason? I mean, I'm not.
There's no way a vagina is only. Dude, you watch porn, the penis disappears, and these guys have monsters. There's no way it's only 6 inches deep, unless they're going around something. There's no way. Like, first of all, the baby comes.
Well, there's no like. It doesn't like hit. You know, there's no like trapdoor that comes down. I mean, it can go. The body's pretty malleable. a woman's body, but like. Do you remember, did you watch the Ray J or this Kim Kardashian sex tape?
Yeah.
Like when he was trying to do her doggy style, he couldn't fit his full dick. Like he was kind of had to prop himself up. Like there is a point when that was the biggest dick I ever saw. Do you remember seeing it?
Yeah, no, it's a good cock for sure.
I mean, that's all relative. I felt like it was so big, there's something wrong. Like she had both of her hands on it and there was still dick in between the hands and on the sides. It was the giantest. It was massive. Do you remember? I mean,
it is funny because like
it was probably 11 or it was like a foot long.
There was a time when the Tommy Lee tape was out, and then that tape was out, where a celebrity, their life could change. Like if you had a sex tape now and you were kind of a big celebrity or like kind of, no one would care. They'd care for like a day. It happens all the time.
Yeah, but people didn't even. I did not know really the name Kim Kardashian.
I wonder if Ray J had
she wasn't really a celebrity. Was a celebrity.
You think if Ray J had a tiny dick, Kim would be worth this much money now?
I don't think they would have made the tape. You know what I mean? Like for me, the shock value of the tape was the dick size.
Yeah, how many people tuned in not because of it's Kim Kardashian, because it was Ray J at the time with monster
Ray
cock.
Ray J was more of a name.
Yeah, so maybe if Ray J had just a mediocre cock, the Kardashians would never be who they are today. Something to think about. I wouldn't have Kylie lip gloss.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, I mean, I think, like, we try on our podcast not to, like, we talk about dicks, but we try not to like shame, you know? I think it's a preference thing though.
I do feel like though that women, if you say anything negative about a vagina, guys get destroyed. Or like if a guy like DJ Khaled said, I don't eat vagina. Yeah, if a girl goes, yeah, I don't blow my husband after I got married, no one blinks an eye. But when a guy goes, I don't go down on my wife, people lost their mind. That was, there was rioting.
Well, I think because of like, we just, there's, we live in a patriarchal society. Those comments feel different. It's the way men talk about women feels different than the way women talk. I mean, it's just, there's a difference. I don't know. I mean, are we going to get into this? There's a whole thing.
No, we don't have to get into it. But I see my girlfriends all the time throwing around dick pics and like comparing the dick pics, saying there's, I've seen some giant dicks and they're like, can you believe how little this guy's dick is? And I'm like, I would die to have that dick. They drew the dicks. They have chalk on the table. They draw the dick. They draw it. Can you imagine if you went to a table and there were like six pussies drawn, like different kind of pussies?
Like how like a server comes around and they write their name.
Yes. That's what they were using to draw the dicks. There was like seven dicks.
What are you talking about? When was this?
It was at the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, this was like...
They have chalk there on the table. You can draw. So they were all going around going, what's the last dick you fucked? And so there was like six dicks on the table of different size and they're using their hand. And it was all the scale. If you saw six pussies on there, you would think these guys are fucking the worst people on earth.
Yeah, but like they probably are. Also, guys talk about this stuff amongst themselves, don't you guys?
I mean, you talk about the way not as much as you would think. I don't think.
Well, also, I don't think there's that much of a difference. Like, you've had sex with, like, a few girls in your time.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't it mostly feel the same? Like, there's not such a wide variation of size of vaginas, right?
It's not so much size, it's lips. Like,
the way they look? So the way they look. Only if you're up close and personal with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess. No, you just, there's feel. Sometimes you'll put your hand down a girl's skirt and like you said, it just fit in your hand. And then you're like, there's so much pussy. This is so much pussy.
Yeah. I mean,
and it could be like the smallest girl. Like I hooked up with a girl that was like 4 feet nine. Like she was so small and she had like a Hulk Hogan pussy. Like it was.
But did you even care?
I mean, it was something. I mean, it was. But then I hooked up with a girl that was, I don't know, 200-something, like a big girl. Smallest pussy you've ever seen.
Yeah, I just don't.
Pussies are, yeah, they're not.
But I just don't think it's.
But like, fat guys have small dicks, and skinny guys could have big dicks.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense.
Well, you're not born. Okay, whatever. I mean.
I think what happens is the thighs bring the pussy in, and so they push the pussy up.
What?
Yeah, that's my science. That's why like bigger girls have smaller like pussies because if you have a thigh gap, it's all your pussy falling out.
This is you really believe this?
Look, you believe your tits stay firm if you add a shot of ice.
My thighs touch.
So you're good.
I don't know. I never know. Like I literally don't know. Like sometimes I look at my vagina and I'm like, look at that cute little cutie patootie pussy.
Yeah.
And then other times I'm like, what is that? I mean, I just don't, we've talked about this on our podcast too. I just don't know guys that are like breaking up with girls because they don't like the way their vagina looks. Like that's a crazy thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, you could be, if there have been vaginas that I'm like obsessed over and there's vaginas that don't like rock my world as much.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Some I want to like eat for 9 years and others I want to give to the wolves.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I mean, I don't, it's just, yeah, there's just some kind of preference with certain vaginas.
But I think that's just preference in with women and all the things. Penis. Like I dated a guy, I've never really been into dicks. I don't love a dick. Like I'm not like Samantha Jones. Like, yes, pull out your dick. Like I want to like, you know, bow down to this dick. Like, I don't care. I think they're fine. They serve their purpose. Like I'll suck a boyfriend's dick. I'm not out here sucking dick all the time, but like I'll do it. If it's somebody I'm really into or somebody that I love, I'm happy to do it. I gave a boyfriend two on his birthday 1 year. Like I'll do it. I'm not like,
but to complete?
Two to completion.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So, but I've always been like, yeah, they're kind of ugly. This isn't like a hot take, but a guy that I slept with like not too long ago had the best looking dick. I loved looking at it. I was like all about it. Wanted to put it in my mouth. Like he had a handsome penis. I don't know how else to.
And you want to see my impression of a dick? Don't run in the hallway. Not bad, right?
I don't understand it. What are you?
Anyways, go ahead.
Anyway, I was into it.
Yeah. Yeah, you could see a beautiful penis. There are good looking dicks.
I don't really know what made it. It was like smooth.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're used to HPV dicks.
No. Also, my vagina hair has not been growing.
Did you get it lasered?
No.
You have like alopecia of the pussy? Alopussy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why, you think?
I have no idea.
My beard isn't as thick as it once was. It's getting thinner some parts.
I just didn't think pussy hair like started to thin. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
You can save a lot of money.
Let's talk about you getting ghosted by the same girl multiple times.
Should we check the text to see if she just wrote me? Here, send me my phone. So let's see where she's at. It's just hanging right there. Here you go. Let's see what she says.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yo, so this is an ad, not for anyone else except for your boy Puddle Boy. Go to my website, andrewcollincomedy.com, and go to shop, and you'll see all my new merch. I have so much great Puddle stuff. It really is like crazy how much cool shit there is. So go check out andrewcollincomedy.com. And go shop. Buy yourself a gift. All right. Love you guys. All right. Thanks.
You can't just have like...
Oh. Now she's saying I'm using her.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this whole thing of... you wanting her to come here when I'm here.
Okay. So there's this girl that I met on speed dating a few, like maybe 2 months ago. I was living in Greenwich. She happened to live in Greenwich. She's gorgeous. She wrote me the next morning to go out on a date that morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
It seems cool.
Seemed cool. I was all about it. I loved her, just being, you know, the whole 2 days bullshit. She threw it out the window. She's like, I'm writing you at 9 a.m. the next day.
Met on also like Instagram, like it's all kind of unconventional and like fuck it.
Yeah, it was great. So, but then I go, well, I can't go out right now. I got to go out at 1. Long story short, she then just stopped writing me back after she was like seemed so down and which kind of sucked because I was in like a small town kind of thing. Like there's not many options. I was horny.
Yeah.
And she seemed It hurts more to get ghosted by someone that seems more into it than you are. Like, she's seen more ready to go on. I was just like, okay, yeah. And then when it gets taken away, you're like, well, motherfucker, you were into it more than me.
You started this.
You started it.
Yeah.
So then I gave up, and she came into one of my lives, and I brought her in. I was like, you ghosted me. Do you have anything to say? And she goes, my mom was sick. I got a new dog. I didn't have time. Also, the age gap makes me, I was like, oh, these are all real reasons, but still felt ghosted. Then she came back strong. She's like, but I want to hang out with you. I was talking to her and her sister, and now I'm out in the Hamptons. She's like, I'd love to come out there. And I was like, I'd love to have you. And I was like, well, I just got to let you know before you come out, I have a friend that's coming out. It's platonic, but you know, if you, I would still love for you to come out. It's big enough house compound, if you will.
Yeah.
For you not to like, I think you guys would get along. I never thought that you would maybe have an issue with it. So then, but she had an issue with it. She's like, oh, no, it's going to be uncomfortable for me. And I was like, thinking about it, I was like, why? I mean, if I was talking to a girl and she's like, yeah, my guy friend's here. Do you want to still, it wouldn't even be a thought. So what's the reasoning why she wouldn't come out? She thinks I'm using her now, apparently.
For what?
I don't know.
I
think she's just young.
Using her for what?
To get laid.
Oh, okay. So I want to say this the right way. This is not a girl that you even know. Like, this isn't your girlfriend that you're like, hey, Ashley, I met this chick. She's cool. She's going to come out. I would be like, cool. I'm excited to meet the girl you're dating. Like, this is a girl you met on the internet. It doesn't matter. Our friends are young. She's like significantly younger than me and than you. And
she's 24, 25, 25, I think.
Yeah. Which I have friends who are 25. This is like age thing, you know, but like, it's just, you don't even know her. You can't even vouch for her. Like it's a total stranger. I came out here to like hang with you and like, not you and this girl from the internet that you don't even know. Like it could make for an uncomfortable situation. And I understand her feeling weird to even come to like your house because you're kind of a stranger that's a couple hours away. And then on top of it, there's this other girl here. She doesn't know what I'm about.
Yeah.
Like it's also, it would be different if it was like we all lived in the same neighborhood. Like then it's different. Then it's like you come, somebody's not vibing, you go home. But like I drove 3 hours out here. She would be coming 2.5 hours out here. It would be a little weird. You also just don't know her.
Yeah. I guess when you put it like that, but would you have an issue with her? You don't feel like you would have as good a time if there was one other girl here?
I just don't. What if she isn't cool?
I don't know. I feel like she's vetted. I talked to her multiple times.
Well, then, yeah. I didn't say she couldn't come. I also said I also am leaving. I told you to like live your truth.
Yeah. No, I'm not putting this on you.
Like last night I met a girl I never met before. We were like bond. Like we got along. She was great.
Was here with her boyfriend.
New but people.
Yes. I feel like though, if you're really into someone and then you just cut it off, you have to explain yourself. I get it if you're ghosting someone and you don't show that much interest. But if you start showing like multiple interests, like you want to buy this car, you got to tell the person like why. Because then it's
enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Away.
Yeah.
So now she thinks you just want to fuck.
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, you're just not that kind of guy. Maybe you are. I'm still unsure.
Would I like to have sex? Sure. Do I want to just have company because I think she's fun? They're both true.
Yeah.
Do I need the fucker? No. Would it be fun to kiss in the pool?
Yeah.
In a hot pool? And make it a little hotter? Yeah. But I get it. Like, there's a lot of pressure. She's like, am I going to share the same bed? I've never even gone on a date with the guy. But there's millions of times where girls and guys, this is the situation. They just come out. And then if they're not feeling it, you leave. But I get it. I get it. For a woman, it's scarier. But I thought if there was another woman here, if anything, it would make it even safer.
I'm going to try to put myself in her shoes. 25 years old, you would drive a couple hours to meet this guy you haven't met in person with, and he's 10 plus years older, and then he has a girlfriend there that's also like 10 years older than you. The whole thing feels intimidating for her.
Yeah, yeah, I got to be more... Yeah, empathetic. I get it. I see it now.
Like,
no, I needed that. Yeah.
I think it's like, I hope she's not accusing you of being like a creepy guy, but like,
no, she's not. She's just like, I need to be courted.
I also just feel like it would even make a difference if we were 30 minutes away. That's a long haul because.
That's a good point because then you're stuck on
you
like,
are
the
stuck.
Island.
And if you are like, hey, I got to go home. Like, it's so different than I'm going to get in the car and drive 2.5 hours home. That feels like something really bad happened and it's dramatic.
That's true.
You can always leave.
But here's the thing. I swear on my life, and I'm not trying to be like, I'm a good guy, but if there was any bit of like, oh no, this is just a friend vibe, I'd be like,
yeah,
I'll take the pool house, you take the main house, and I'll see you tomorrow. This was a great, I had a great time. Thank you so much for driving out here. You can hang out by the pool.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But
they don't know that. Like, they don't get
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And you're like, not saying that's rare, but you are really a guy that would actually, like, you would actually be like, oh my God, zero pressure, take the other room. Like, we can just be friends. Not all guys are like that.
That's true.
And not all guys are like gonna force themselves on you, but they might throw you a little shade.
Yeah.
Like, they might be like, I thought you were gonna come here, we would hook up, and then they're not gonna do anything crazy, but they would at least, I don't think they would be like, okay, cool, we're not vibing, but hang and be friends.
Yeah. Sometimes that's the test, though. Sometimes it's the test is, hey, you know, I'm just going to stay in the main house. And I was like, yeah, stay in the main house. And they're like, well, now I kind of want to stay in the pool house. You know what I mean? But that seems like vindictive on my part. Like, oh, I'm just saying stay in the main house. So you stay. But that does happen because then they feel more safe. It's just like with a girl, like, there's been times where, you know, I've been skeptical about hooking up with certain girls and they make me feel at ease by doing something like that where it doesn't feel pressured or forced, you know?
Well, then again, that's the fine line that I was talking about with the boner versus not being hard at all. It's like, there's this fine line of like you telling somebody, come visit, you'll stay in a separate place, just so we're clear, as opposed to you want to feel wanted.
I know.
Like it's always the...
But that's why we have three houses. So when we go... We can meet in the middle house.
There's not three houses. One's a garage. You keep saying three. Like, it's fine. It's big enough, too. Two is still big.
We can stay in the middle house.
But also, aren't you talking to her sister?
No, not, like, sexually.
No, would the sister come?
No, the sister, unfortunately,
moved. Oh, she moved. Yeah.
But whatever.
That could have been cool.
I'm just excited because, you know, I have a certain window where I get this nice property to myself before I go back to Brooklyn and I live with my roommate with mice and possible other animals.
You went on a date 2 nights ago too.
I did. We met in the square and it was a good time. It was more of a friend vibe, I think.
Outside,
social distance.
Yeah.
She was really cool. She was more, I guess, age appropriate. She was 34, 35. Great job. Very smart. I was turned on a little bit, but I just didn't feel like a sexual connection.
Yeah.
She did say there was a bonfire tonight. I wrote her, she didn't write me back. So I got ghosted by her, which is cool. Yeah. So I guess what I'm saying is, we took a photo recently on Instagram. It was a hot, sexy photo. We were like, it's just going to be a joke in front of our Xterra and a Corolla. Cause they're not the sexiest cars. Although, boy, did they look hot in those photos. But we took it as like a joke of like, we're in the Hamptons in front of like a Porsche and a Ferrari. Most people would do. But we're in front of an Xterra and a Corolla.
03 Xterra.
And there's something about like, we're comics first before we're good looking, probably.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, totally. Totally.
But we lean towards comedy while trying to stay attractive. Yeah. Yes. But this picture, we were like, the funny's in the car. We're going to try to look as fucking hot as possible.
I just think like, well, whatever. Some people don't feel comfortable. Like, I don't know how to describe this. Some people do always need, they know they're posting it because they look hot and they want likes, but they still need to be self-deprecating. And I think I used to lean a little more towards that, but these days I like to be more open about like, yes, I'm trying to look hot. Yes, I'm here for the likes. Yes, I'm here for the flame emojis. Yes, I'm thirst trapping the last guy I was into. Like I've been owning it more.
What do you think that is?
Confidence.
Yeah.
But
there's confidence in self-deprecation though too.
Yeah.
I just don't want to lean into being a loser.
I think I do both. I think you do both too.
I do. But I think I've leaned into that for a while. Like, oh, I only own 4 cups. Like, for a while, I didn't own any cups. You know, I fucked that girl.
With the sauce or the dog.
And I brought back a bowl. I mean, I thought it's more water. And she did not like that. But, I mean, actually, she did. She thought it was very funny.
Yeah.
And then we had sex again, I think.
Yeah.
But I leaned into this whole, like, I don't clean my... Like, forever, I just believed I was this character. I don't do laundry. Yeah. I don't...
You can't take yourself too seriously.
But I went completely the other way to be extreme to then stand out. But it's like, ew. Like, why am I leaning into being a... Not a loser, but just like a person that's lazy. Because my whole life I've been, you know, the lazy con. Like, that was my personality. That's how people saw me. And now, you know, I went on the road a shit ton. Like, I've been working very hard with stand-up. But now that's kind of over for right now. So now I've just been working out and showing that I'm not lazy. And it's coming where I don't want to be a silly little bitch anymore. I want to be taken seriously. And I don't think you get to be taken seriously unless you take yourself seriously. That being said, I still want to be self-deprecating, but it's hard when you're like, I'm kidding about the cups. Yes, it's like, but I'm aware of my self-deprecation.
Yeah.
Don't feel sorry for me, but I don't want people feeling sorry for me anymore. And I think there's like a line between, I like you because I feel sorry for you, and I don't want that.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. And also, I think like, it's just part of wanting to even be seen as like an adult. And people don't like think you're like their fuck up friend. You know what I mean? You should learn how to grill. But like, also, I think that there is, you don't have to be so blatantly self-deprecating. I don't take myself seriously. You don't either. But I can openly admit that like, I posted this because I think I look good. We were joking earlier that like, you were saying you'll post something and one of your friends might be like, you just posted this because you think you look hot. And you're like, yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not trying to trick anybody.
I did. That is why.
Well, people get mad at women and men that throw up thirst traps and then try to say a funny quip in the caption to be like, well, I'm still a comic, you know? Like,
I also think you can do whatever you want.
Yes.
But
I'm so with that.
Yeah. And
oh my God, I've never leaned more into do whatever the fuck. Even if you're doing the cheesiest, most basic bullshit, rock that basic bullshit, and I'm here for it.
Well, and that's why, like, I had problems with the women's challenge with the black and white photos for numerous reasons. We don't need to dive into it. The whole motivation got a little bit lost in translation, but what it turned into, I felt, was a lot of women just getting excited to have an opportunity to post a hot pic of themselves under kind of the guise of women's empowerment. Not saying that they didn't also look like empower women, but to me, I was like, hey, if you're doing this because you got all juiced up to post a hot pic of yourself, just post a hot pic of yourself whenever you want. Like,
yeah, you know what I mean? It justified leaning into a thirst trap.
Yes. Like,
women's empowerment justified.
Right? And also, like, why are there pictures of ourselves? Like, the whole thing got, again, the whole thing, I think it had good intentions, like, just like the black square, like, the intentions are there. I don't want to shit on movements that still have, like, a positive purpose. But why were women posting pictures of themselves to empower other women? Anyway, whatever. I think some people got, like, oh my God, I got challenged. I've been holding on to this pic. And it's go time. And I just felt like, girl, post it literally whenever. Like, I just think we don't need a reason to post a photo and be like, I am proud of the way I look and let the flame emojis roll in.
I feel you.
Like, people are going to make fun of you for vanity. Instagram is vanity.
So vain.
Like, we're all like.
Even if you're going the other way. Of like not showing how high you are, being like a silly face or like a bad photo, you're leaning into still getting attention. It all goes back to the same thing.
The point is like likes and comments. You know, it's just kind of like
it is funny when a girl like I've seen this where like a girl. Oh, I love it. Show your do whatever the fuck you want. But it's funny when a girl will like show her like cleavage and like show her tits and be like, now that I have your attention, vote for Biden. And it's like.
But also, like, that I love Mary Beth Barone, who posted, like, a nude and was, like, her underwear said Bernie. And it's like, yes, it was exactly that. Now that I have your attention, I'm voting for Bernie. Like, live your truth.
Okay, lean into that. I just think it is, I just think it's like, how much of this is about Bernie? Also, did you just fuck a guy named Bernie who left his underwear there? No. I mean, who's fucked a Bernie recently? But yes, I see what you're saying, but it is, I don't mind, the more I'm starting to realize, like, the self-serving thing of being like, look how hot I am, do a positive thing, great. Yeah. Do you? I don't give a fuck. It is funny when you see like an Instagram model, like a hot like Instagram model, that's just the thought. Like every picture is just her ass or tits. If you scroll back like really deep, I know it's kind of creepy, but like 5 or 6 years, you see like, and I did this too. We all, anyone's Instagram, not just a thirsty girl or a thirsty guy. My first Instagram photo, I've taken it down since then, whatever, was just a picture of like a starburst, like on the floor, like it was like artsy, you know, just like starburst on the ground. And then my next picture was like a tree or whatever. And that's what, and then you'll see like with a girl, like a hot girl, you'll see like, oh, look at this sunset. And then, you know, here's a picture of whatever, a book I'm reading. And then like, here's one of my face. And it got like 20 more likes. And like, here's my face and my shoulder. It slow. Yeah. And then you see one photo in a bikini and you see they're like, this could be a career, you know, like just like what,
like progression.
Oh, it's so funny. It goes from like 7 likes to like 350 like that. And you're like, maybe people don't want to see a book, you know, it's just, and then you lean into it. But if you go back to everyone, you can see it like transform.
Yeah.
Like
a, look, like, mine's a perfect example.
Yeah.
And also if you don't like what people are doing, you just unfollow them. There's like no need to like, if you want to hate follow people, that's fine. But like, people take it too far where they're like commenting and they're trolling and it's like, just unfollow the person. Who cares if they change their brand? What does that have to do with you? Just literally hit unfollow. But
or mute.
Yeah. I just think it's like, I like when people are transparent, like the other.
My problem though is with that, but like, if I'm not getting upset at someone being like, I used to be like, fuck that person. What a fucking dickhead showing their tits to vote for Bernie. They only care about their tits. They don't care about Bernie. They don't care about fucking people starving. They don't care about homeless people. They just want to show how hot their nipples are.
Yeah.
That's like, those are like comic thoughts I used to have. And then that's the same thing. Like if I'm out to eat and it's like, you know, this guy, whatever, gets a guy in front of me got mad because he has to put the almond milk himself. Oh, I'm just thinking of like an example. I'm like, fuck that guy. He can put his almond milk. Fuck that. And so I feel like sometimes you'll lose that edge. So then you're not as funny where you're not getting upset at whether it's a big thing or a little thing.
Okay.
And that's where I start to get worried when I like, when I see someone just living their truth. I'm just like, live your truth, dude. And it's that's not funny. Yeah. If I'm on stage being like, I don't even, so life's great, or not life is great, but like, I'm not really upset about anything. Cause so many jokes come from, you get upset about something and then you turn it into funny, you know?
Well, I also think there's like this line. I mean, you know, I built like a influencer career on Bros Being Basic and making fun of women, like lightly parodying women. The account was followed by 70% women. I'm a woman that empowers other women. I'm a feminist. Like the account still at its core was a parody account, but it was like in the right way. And it wasn't with like hate and vitriol, you know, like there's this difference of like, so mean making fun of people and then like making jokes and poking fun at them in like a funny observational comedic way. Cause like, that's just the difference between being like a mean spirited person and a funny person. Right. Don't you think? Because like, I think
there's two different kinds of funny.
Right, the right comic, like with the right type of humor, could just roast everything I've ever posted, and I would be laughing along with them. Where it's very different when there's a mean person that's like, "You just posted this because of da-da-da." Like, I don't know. Like, I think you haven't lost your edge if you just feel like you don't want to be mean anymore.
I know. There's this guy that was so on. Deep. Was on the show, I know, he was on the show last week, JT Parr, and they, like, do, like, these, like, surfer bro kind of, like, they're, like, very, like, chill LA guys, but they're very funny, and they were trying to give out masks in, like, at the beach in Huntington Beach, and people were getting so fucking angry.
Like, really anti-mask.
Yeah, they were getting so angry at them, but the more anger, the more, like, yo, bro, like, like killing them with like, and it was so funny to like kill back with kindness. Yeah. And there's something to it. Like, there's nothing funnier to me than when someone like comes at me in a comment and I'm just like, oh, sweet. Like, subscribe or check me out on YouTube too. And people are like, you know, that guy is at home. Like, but I was being mean. Yeah. I don't know what to do. Yeah. What do I respond to this?
Thank you so much for the engagement. Also, there is a line too of you can tell someone's just jealous.
Yeah.
Right?
I know. That so much hate comes from just they would want to do it themselves and they can't.
Yeah. And people like, you know, the whole thing was every once in a while, like I would get a message about Bros Being Basic that it was like something, of, you know, that maybe it's pretty rare. That it was like making fun of women. I'm like, this is literally me. I'm making fun of my own self. I'm a basic bitch. My name's Ashley. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I wear Uggs. I like love a pumpkin spice latte.
I love
like
that.
I love. I do yoga. I wear all Lululemon. Like, I we're like just lean in,
dude. Lean the fuck in, because you know what? Going against the tide, it's so exhausting.
You got to be like counterculture, like contrarian, like just be you. Also, you know what? I think I'm not friends with these people, but like, just cause they're not my type of person, the people that actually really do take themselves seriously, like there is no irony in them posting a sexy pic and being like, tomorrow's another, like with an inspirational quote. Like there's no being funny about it.
Yeah. Where's the line?
But it's okay. Cause that's who they are as people. And like, that's who they probably surround themselves with. And they're not funny people.
But here's the thing too. I was talking to Julio about this and I was talking to Julio about this and we were like, how many times have you met someone that you would stereotype or generalize based on how they look or how you perceive they are, and then you talk to them for 3 minutes and you realize they're 90% cooler than so many people that you would assume were cool. And you know what I mean? It's like when you're doing a stand-up show and like, you know, a comic comes up, dude, it's all bros here. And it's like, yeah, they want to laugh and have a good time, you know? And it's just so funny because if so many times we judge and we like base our thoughts off what we perceive. And I don't know, I've been wrong so many times.
Yes.
I try not to do that anymore, no matter what someone's wearing or what, cause dude, every time it's when I'm depressed, dude. Like if I'm like, look at you fucking with your muscles and your perfect body and fucking that beautiful girl in a Ferrari, you fucking fuck. And meanwhile, I'm just like, I'm sad. I can't fit into my 36 jeans or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah. But, and that's like, I think I have been too quick to judge people because of their social media where it's hard to be funny in a caption. Like even Raina jokes that she's like super basic sometimes. She'll write these like long-winded mushy captions. I'm like, oh Jesus Christ. Like if I didn't know any better, I wouldn't assume to, she says it herself. Like, you know, Raina, she's so hysterical. She's so quick. She's so funny. She says the most outlandish stuff. It does not come across in her Instagram.
Well, here's the thing. I think sincerity and being like really sincere is admirable as fuck.
Yeah.
Cause I'm afraid to be it. And so many times like comics are like, dude, oh, that's sincere post.
She will just go for it. I love it.
Yeah. Cause people aren't reading it ironically. They're not reading it like, oh God. They're just like, wow, you know what? I feel good for you here.
But like, it's so funny. Cause like Raina, like she doesn't give a fuck. Like she doesn't give a fuck if you think her caption's witty. She'll throw up a picture of her looking great and write like golden hour. Like she doesn't care.
Dude,
you would never know who she really is. Yeah. Like, I think I've kind of rolled my eyes at people's Instagrams and then met them in real life and they were so cool and funny and, you know, people I'm friends with.
Well, I think that's why you have such a large audience and you're so well received, because you lean into whoever you are, like whatever the basicness of you guys are. Makes you individuals and makes you interesting by not trying to be something you're not. And I think that's what people can see when that's fake. So, you know, you could be the most basic whatever you want. Like, you could wear Zara, and you could do fucking Pilates on, you know, and do brunch and whatever. That doesn't define you. Yeah. But so many times we just like, she went to brunch after yoga with her mat. What a fucking cunt. And it's like, what did she do other than try to better her life and have some fun? What are we doing? We're getting mad at the wrong people, dude. Just fucking, have you tried it? It's fun.
Of course.
It's great.
She goes to yoga.
Yeah. Or like, you eat at Olive Garden? Yeah, I like breadsticks.
Literally all I wear is from Express. I've shopped at the same store since 9th grade.
Dude, the world gets so much easier when you just lean into basic shit and you feel like you don't have to be such an individual. Because you're not that special. There's very few artists. You're not fucking, you know, let's go through it. You know, Jimi Hendrix, he could be an individual, like this fucking rocket ship, you know, like Jim Morrison, you know, like these like strong fucking characters that are like so independent and so unique. You're not going to be that just because you wear Converse like with like white jeans in 90 degree heat. Like, you're not Jim Morrison. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so just... Please. Just go to yoga.
Also, you know why it's basic? Because everybody loves it. So there's like a reason. Like, I'll hear Jared Freed going, we're all inside the bell curve. Like, you're not so different. You're like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're all kind of the same.
And you know what? If you all think you're different and you're all fucking wearing the same mustache and you're fucking, you're not. You're part of another clique. And you look, you know what I mean? You're a basic, unique bitch. Because you're right. Basic within your uniqueness.
Right. Like, it's very, like, how, like a hipster, for example.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
The people that kind of started the whole look, they were pioneers. But then it became everybody wanted to look like that. So now you're a basic hipster. Just lean in. Live your truth.
I love that we just became a lean-in book. Isn't there a book called Lean In from a girl?
From a girl.
Shel Silverstein.
No, just like live your truth. That's our phrase.
Live your truth. Have fun out there. Thank you for doing this. We are in the pool house. There's the pool. We're gonna probably take one more dip in the hot pool. And I guess you can stay longer because this girl thinks I'm using her. So
I can't wait to see how big your dick gets in the pool. I still don't get it.
Hey, don't run in the hallway. Right. Check out Girls Gotta Eat. Check out
our Instagram
photo. Thank you so much for doing this. It was so much fun doing it live. It's so much better to actually be next to a person in real life. I hope you guys are staying strong. We're going to try to stay strong in the Hamptons while eating lobster rolls tonight. We're going to try. All right. Love you guys. Dope Litty Fire.
Bye. Puddles. Everybody now puddles.
Puddles. Everybody now puddles. Everybody get up because you get down.
If you're getting too close, you know you're getting wet. If you're getting too close, you know you're getting wet. You're standing in deep, you're getting real wet. You ain't that deep because you're kind of shallow. Shallow in the brain and shallow in your heart. You'll never get that deep inside the water, girl. You'll never get that deep.
Puddles. Everybody now puddles. Everybody get up because you get down.
Yo, when you're standing in the puddle, you don't know where to go because you're so deep. You don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know how wet I am because I'm so wet. That's who I am. I'm so wet. Wet. I'm so wet. I'm so wet. I'm so wet. Now come on in.
Puddles. Everybody now puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.
Yep, that's right.